We are nearing year's end, of course, now, and we do take the occasion toward the end of the calendar year to catch up once again with the Dean of the College of Agriculture at Kansas State University to reflect not only back on this year, 2016, but from an even longer perspective. John Floros with us. And Dean, thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You have been on board for 5 years as the Dean of the College of Agriculture, so you have taken the occasion, you say, to step back and gauge where the college is, in effect, right?
Correct. Yes. It was almost 5 years ago that I stepped into this role. And as I look back now, you know, I wanted to take this opportunity and kind of contemplate what we have accomplished and kind of look back and look forward a little bit as well. It's been a fascinating 5 years from my perspective. We have accomplished a lot of things, but there's a lot of things to still be accomplished. We started about 5 years ago wanting to really create a new strategic plan, a plan that would go along with the university's plan to be a top 50 public research university, a plan that will bring forward the strengths that the college has, the strengths that KSRE has, our research and extension enterprises. So it took us about a year plus to put that plan together, but that's because we went out and we took a lot of input from a lot of people. In the end, we actually counted how many people have either worked on that plan or have given input or have challenged us with different ideas and questions, and it was nearly 5,000 people.
You did seek citizen input, there's no question about
it. Exactly.
In a big way, as a matter of fact.
So with that input, then, we put together the plan, which has been public now for 3.5, 4 years, and we have been working down this path. And we've accomplished quite a few things. We can't go all through all the details right now, but I can tell you that we have some pretty good accomplishments that we should be proud of, and we have some pretty big tasks ahead of us as well.
And, of course, you oversee, as the dean of the college, the academic side, the research side, and the extension side, and we want to talk about each of those. Let's begin with the students. The enrollment levels in the College of Agriculture have climbed rather steadily over that time, haven't they?
Correct. We have been increasing in terms of student numbers, and we continue to increase during this last 5 years. And we have now stabilized at about 2,700 to 2,800 students in terms of undergraduate population, and about 550 to 600 students in terms of graduate students. But this is about 30% increase in 5 years. We're actually the only college within the university that has continued to increase all throughout this time. But the most important component, it's not only that we've increased in terms of students, is actually what we're doing with those students. And if you look at what we have done, what our faculty and our staff have done with those students, it's really remarkable, because having 30% more students with less faculty and less staff.
Challenging.
It's very challenging, exactly. And in order to get those students to learn all the things they needed to learn and to become more successful year in and year out, we can show that our retention rates have improved, for example. That tells me, from first to second year, that tells me that our students find their experience here interesting, fascinating, and they like to be here, so they come back. We have also improved the retention from year one to year three. We have also improved the graduation rate for year four, which is the best across the university. So we've done a lot of really good things when it comes to academics. I like to say that we prepare our students better than pretty much everybody else across the nation. Those kids, when they get out and they get a job, because all of them get a job, we have nearly 100% placement, they are really ahead of their competition. And that's what comes back from all the people that hire our students, big companies, small companies, mid-sized companies, individuals. When they talk to me, it's the one thing that almost every single one of them agrees, that you produce a really good student, College of Ag at K-State, and you need to continue to do that.
And that's a huge feather in the cap.
Absolutely. Yep. Are we perfect? No, but I think we're better than pretty much everybody else when it comes to academics and when it comes to the quality of the student that we produce.
And we don't want to lose sight of what you just said, because that probably needs to be reinforced, that 100% placement of these students in not just jobs, but career opportunities at a pretty high level. That's remarkable, actually.
Absolutely. The exact numbers are 97% within a couple of months of graduation, and the remaining 3%, 1% of those, they're really not looking for a job for whatever reasons, okay. Right? Family, private, whatever. Right. And the 2%, they're looking for a job in a very strict geographic area, or they have specific requirements that they are not going to budge, so to speak. So if things were a little different, we can claim 100% because, you know, literally every student that wants a job can have a job. In many cases, for many of our majors, we have companies that come in and they request more and more and more students, and we just simply don't have it. We could have probably placed twice or three times as many students in some of our majors.
Wow.
So we have the ability to grow in terms of job market, but we don't have the ability to grow in terms of faculty, in terms of staff, in terms of facilities. So we're pretty much at capacity in most of our majors right now. There's probably one or two that can continue to grow a little further, but most of our majors at this point, we've reached the capacity point.
Academically, College of Agriculture is excelling, continues to push forward in that respect. On the research side, and you look over the past 5 years, there have been remarkable gains in the research agenda here at Kansas State University, agriculturally speaking.
Absolutely, and our strategic plan actually called for focused research areas and larger, bigger team efforts. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what we've done. And so if you go back and you look at what we've accomplished in these 5 years, it's astonishing that we've come this far. And it's really kudos to the faculty, the staff, and our research leadership within the college and KSRE that they have worked very, very hard. The year before I came, our total competitive grants and contracts was about $23 million. Last year, that was almost $60 million. Hmm. So we have more than 150% increase in just 5 years. It is astonishing that we've accomplished that, particularly in an era where everybody is cutting, because there isn't really more money out there. We're just competing a lot better. Mm-hmm. Our faculty are competing a lot better. We've hired a lot of really bright, bright faculty, and we have managed to keep them here. Now, we've lost some really good ones because as you have success, you know, other people look at your faculty and say, ha-ha, Kansas State is the place to go and poach them, and they do. They try to come and get our best people, but we've managed to keep most of them. It's remarkable that we have come this far in terms of the size of our enterprise, but it's also interesting to see what we've accomplished with all this money that we bring in. We're very diversified in our resources. We bring money in from USDA, but we also bring money in from USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development. We bring money in from NSF. We bring money in from a lot of other agencies, but we also bring significant amounts of money from the private sector. So we have a very diversified portfolio. And, you know, I'll say one more thing about the size because I think it's important, because one of our goals, one of the grand vision we had is to become a top five College of Agriculture. And people, you know, would ask me back then, well, what does that mean, Dean? And, you know, how are we going to get there? And how would you know we got there? Well, last year, within USDA, that they published all the results, we were number five in terms of competitive grants and contracts from USDA. And the schools above us, you know, the Floridas and the UC Davis and Michigan State, they're much bigger in terms of faculty and staff. So when you take that $22 plus million that we had from USDA and you distribute it per faculty.
Prorated. In effect.
Prorated. That component is number one in the country. So not only we are competing very well, but we're becoming one of the best colleges of agriculture in the country. And everybody else is noticing it. And this diversification is helping us too because we have $20 plus million coming in from USDA, but now we have a huge international program that USAID is paying for. That's another $15 to $20 million that comes in every year from USAID. That component, most other colleges of agriculture don't have. They're lacking it. A few do, but we're by far the best in that area as well. And then we have all these other sources from NSF to private companies. When you put it all together, we've done tremendous work in animal agriculture, We've done tremendous work in wheat and wheat-related work, new varieties and everything else. We've done a lot of really good things in sorghum, and we're gearing up to do a lot more. We've done a lot of interesting work with water and water-related issues. We've done a lot of work with automation, smart agriculture. We've done a lot of work with drones and their application in agriculture. We've done interesting, very interesting work in food safety and food security, and I can go on and on and on. But the bottom line is we have taken the needs that this state has and our farmers and our ranchers and our industry, and we've responded to that, and we've given solutions to some of the problems they're facing.
John, we do need to take a quick break, and we want to return and talk more about what's been happening in the College of Agriculture over the past year and 5 years. He's Dean John Floros, K-State College of Agriculture.